At five this morning, fever's raised his head. From Peter's lap, I raised myself from bed. And mounting steed, I trotted to the waters. The rendezvous of fools, buffoons, and prodders. Cuckolds are citizens, their wives and daughters. My squeamish stomach, I with wine had bribed to undertake the dose that was prescribed. But turning head, a sudden cursed view that innocent provision overthrew. And without drinking, made me purge and spew. From coach and six, a thing unwieldy rolled, whose lumber cart more decently would hold. As wise as calf, it looked as big as Bali, but handled proofs a mere Sir Nicholas Cully. Appalling fopper, natural nooks, and yet he dares to censure as if he had wit to make him more ridiculous in spite. Nature contrived the food should be a knight. Though he alone were dismal sight enough, his strength contributed to set him off. All of his shape, all of the self-same stuff. No spleen or malice need on them be thrown. Nature has done the business of lampoon, and in their looks their characters has shown. Some sight to bark, an aim or act, some noise, their silly talk. A sight and leaves like down through a walk. But often when wood corrupt is shun, down upon Scylla, tis one's fate to run. For here it was my cursed luck to find, as a great fop though of another kind. A topster fool that walked in Spanish guise, the backroom puppet never stirred its eyes. But Graves only looked as woodcock wise. Talking of this mad age, and speaks all proverb sentences and a date, can with as much solemnity by X as a bell can talk of their intrigues. Master of ceremonies yet can dispense with the formality of talking sense.